Baron, I just want to ask you a little more about, you know, the bad guy character.
No, let's do it.
It's so good because
natural.
It really is. That's what I want to ask you because I remember watching a show on the network a few years ago. It was basically WWE Hard Knocks. It was Breaking Ground.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. And you were pretty prominently featured. And there was a scene where Scott Hall came in and he was like a guest speaker or trainer or something at the Performance Center. And he just looks at you, goes, "Oh, they have you playing heel now. They figured out what a dick you are." But it was just, I mean, it's bad guy to bad. That's the bad guy.
Yes.
Telling you, like, oh, you
it's
figured this
so
thing out.
It's so funny because so many people say stuff to me like that. Like, Vince will always grab me and he'll be like, "We're having you do this because it's you." Like, and Paul Heyman, the same thing. He's like, "You're just an asshole." Like, it's just one of those things. Like, they tell me that, and it's so funny because, of course, I don't see it. I think I'm the greatest person in the world,
sure,
which maybe is part of the problem. But, they just talk about how natural it comes. And it's one of those things. I'm not there just playing something. Like,
yeah,
it's fun for me. And when he said that to me, because he's the OG, like, one of the best ever. And for him to pay that compliment of calling me that, I was elated. Like, it's fantastic.
So you are somebody that has never, ever had a problem with telling the fans what you think about them, anything of the like. But how do you feel about us? Like, our show is Smarks and Stripes. Do you pay attention to what the fans say? Does it fuel your character at all?
No, so the only way I pay attention is if I'm going to use it as fuel.
Sure.
But the problem is nowadays, I mean, you guys obviously understand, but there's 95% of the audience that are on Twitter, they don't actually have a clue what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
They read some ridiculous thing that some idiot wrote, and they think they know or they think they understand because, you know, WWE has opened the curtain, if you will, a little bit. So they think they understand. They think they understand this lingo, and they just don't have a clue.